This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has approved the first safe outdoor parking space for people living in their cars. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
The city's planning office issued a permit last week allowing the First Universalist Church to use its lot for overnight parking. The permit will allow up to 8 cars outside the Southeast Denver Church. Up to 16 adults can stay there during certain hours. The site will be run by the Colorado Safe Parking Initiative, which operates 10 other similar sites for people experiencing homelessness in the metro area, where organizers say there's about 1,000 people living in their cars. The permit allows the site to operate until January. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Pikes Peak region will get a new poet laureate this year, KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The program from the Pikes Peak Library District is aimed at raising awareness of written and performance poetry throughout the region. Officials say ideal candidates will already have a strong body of work with a passion for the community. Applicants must live in either El Paso or Teller counties and will spend 2 years participating in community events, including a day-long conference in April for National Poetry Month. The last poet laureate was Susan Pfeiffer, whose tenure ended in 2017. Applications are open through mid-August. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
People who lost relatives early in the pandemic to COVID-19 are now eligible for funeral assistance from the federal government. Money is available for funeral expenses that occurred after January 20th of last year. Two federal relief acts appropriated FEMA funds to provide assistance. This is CPR News.